Alrighty, everyone, we are now joined by tonight's winner, Ty Majeski, driver of the number 98 Thor Sport Racing Ford. We will now open up for questions. Please raise your hand and we will get a mic to you. Alrighty, right over here.
John Newby, altdriver.com. I'll give you a second to finish your water real quick. So two questions for you. First off, I mean, is this redemption for last year? Is that something you even think about?
Yeah, I think so. We were so dominant last year and figured out a couple different ways to lose the race. So we did the best way that we could, brought the same truck back, same package, same setup, as good as we can humanly match it with the tools that we have. That's what we did. So definitely want to get this one back. Tried to figure out a couple different ways to lose it again tonight, but thankfully we executed when we needed to. We made our mistake a little bit earlier in the race this year, so I was able to recover from it fully. Which was good. So just so proud of the effort, proud of the fight to recover from something like that. Because there's going to be times where we make mistakes throughout the playoffs and we're going to have to recover from them. So I thought that was a playoff type race for us. So, yeah, I feel really good about where our team is at. You know, kind of firing off on all eight cylinders here right before the playoffs. Yeah, excited to get going and make another run.
Question is, you know, you went chase down Corey, you chased down Grant, and then you took the lead. It's when that caution came out, I mean, what was your immediate reaction?
Well, you never want to see the caution driving away, leading the race with 10 to go, because these truck races get exciting. And Grant tried to clear me off of two when I was still there. So it got a little bit exciting down the back stretch and into three, but thankfully we were able to hold on. Man, the left front fender was so close to cutting that left front tire down. I was smelling it throughout the last four or five laps. I'm like, man, just hold on. So thankfully it did. It just played out right tonight. You know, I feel like there's some races that we lost. Martinsville and Darlington are the two that come to mind where we were, you know, winning and probably had the race in hand. And then late race caution came out. And in this case, I thought the 11 was going to win. He, you know, played some strategy. I don't think he figured he had a chance to win the way that he did. So he came in, put tires on, was going to win the race. And we get a caution with about 28 to go. And obviously we put tires on. That's a huge advantage. So the cautions fell our way tonight. It doesn't always go that way, so when they do, you have to take advantage of it.
We'll go over here.
Chris Powell, Couch Coach Live. Congratulations, Ty, on today's victory and your second consecutive victory.
Thank you.
What was your thoughts on your performance today, and just what are your thoughts going forward as you head to the playoffs?
Well, we need to clean up these mistakes. That could be the difference between transferring, you know, to Phoenix and not. So, yeah, just need to clean up these mistakes and have clean races, because we were plenty capable of, you know, sweeping the evening. Felt like we had a really good chance at winning both stages and missed the strategy a little bit at the end of the first stage, and then had that penalty that set us back all the way behind all the lap cars. So it was a deep hole to dig out of tonight, and took me the whole race to do that. So obviously not having any stage points is not good when you're point racing in the playoffs. So we need to clean up those mistakes and put full races together to ensure we have the best shot of making it to Phoenix.
All right, Mandel.
Jeff Hironka, Motorsports Today. So in your last two Truck Series races, you were able to win, and the Truck Series race at IRP was the first win for Ford in the Truck Series this year. What's changed with the Ford program? Have you guys felt like, what have you guys found to get those back-to-back wins after Ford, you know, went winless for so long?
Yeah, I think it's just timing. These tracks are just good tracks for myself and Joe and our package and what we do at Thor Sport. You know, we've been obviously searching hard, trying to find speed. And I think there were times throughout the season where we've showed it. Other times we've been a little bit off. And it's been good to put a good stretch of races together right before these playoffs and get the morale up in the shop and get the confidence rolling. We have, I think, two trucks in the playoffs, Ben and I. So we want to bring that title back home to Sandusky. We're really proud to have our race shop and our headquarters up there and sort of, you know, be out of the Charlotte area and be competitive. So that's the goal. I feel really good about where we're at. And, yeah, we're ready to make another run, go back home to Wisconsin for Milwaukee to open up the playoffs. I can't think of a better spot to go.
Any other additional questions?
Tim Moore, Motorsports Today. Ty, you mentioned early on about the struggles you had faced. Do you feel that perhaps the 3 weeks off could have played into that a little bit, or was it just driver error?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think that the break really played into that. You know, like I said, it's just the timing of when these races are on the schedule. We're always really solid at IRP, always really good at Richmond. These short tracks are really Joe and I's bread and butter. You know, we've won, you know, intermediate races before, but we definitely excel on the short track. So, but we feel like we have a chance to win any type of race, whether it's an intermediate, short track, road course. We've been in the mix on all types of different racetracks, but we definitely excel on the short tracks. And, yeah, the playoffs are full of short tracks, so that's good for us. We're excited to go, to get going. Felt like we had a really good shot at championship in 2022. Fell a little bit short in Phoenix, so we want redemption there this year.
And you mentioned a lot of short tracks are in the playoffs. Is there any particular track that you're looking forward to in the round of 10?
I'd love going back home to Milwaukee. I think that's so cool to have a home race. It's about an hour and a half from where I grew up. We'll have a lot of friends, family, sponsors that have sponsored me through the late model ranks that can go and be a part of my career in NASCAR and share that with them. So I love going back home. Really want to go back to Milwaukee and have a better showing than what we did last year. I feel like, you know, we were coming off of the IRP win going into Milwaukee last year, and you know, we were the favorites and we really didn't run that well, so we want to go back there with a little bit of a little bit different mindset, a little bit different package, and hopefully we'll sort of apply that to Phoenix. We see a lot of similarities between Milwaukee and Phoenix, so it's going to be a good test session for us.
Any other final questions? All right, that concludes us for tonight. Thanks, Ty. Congratulations on your win.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.